Save the Planet, Prince Harry Insists We End Human Greed, Apathy and Selfishness. By Simon Kent on September 30, 2019. Globetrotting Prince Harry has renewed his global call for increased climate consciousness in Africa. Appealing on Monday for more efforts to be made to protect the environment against human greed, apathy and selfishness. Harry, the grandson of Queen Elizabeth, made his plea prior to joining an anti-poaching patrol with rangers in Lwone National Park, Malawi. He spoke a day after it was revealed the love for international travel by members of the British royal family has placed huge pressure on UK taxpayer-funded police budgets. Conservation used to be a specialist area, driven by science. But now it is fundamental to our survival and we must overcome greed, apathy and selfishness if we are to make real progress, Harry told Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper. This may well sound hippie to some, but we cannot afford to have a them or us mentality. Humans and animals and their habitats fundamentally need to coexist or within the next 10 years our problems across the globe will become even more unmanageable. Essentially, I am personally driven by the desire to help restore the balance between humans and nature. It is being in Africa that makes me fully understand and appreciate this. He also warned of vast ecosystems set ablaze in Africa. Communities destroyed for short-term gain, and said a natural order between humans and wildlife must be restored. Barefoot Prince Harry warns world, climate change must be addressed. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, August 1, 2019. Prince Harry, the sixth in line to the throne, has been visiting southern Africa for 2 decades for holidays and conservation work. Harry and the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, made the long-haul flight to Africa last Monday to spread their climate advocacy to a new audience. Baby Archie joined them on the 10-day visit along with a team of 13 assistants including a social media officer and a hairdresser for Markle. After visiting South Africa with his family, he left them there and flew on alone to Botswana, Angola, and Malawi, making connecting flights between the various capitals to spread his message. The past 2 months have been busy for the royal pair, with them spotted at one stage taking 4 private jet flights in just 11 days. On top of those flights, the Duchess of Sussex has made a last-minute dash to New York to watch her friend Serena Williams play in the US Open tennis final. The family fly back to the UK on Thursday. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.